It is always a good thing when we let our mind to receive the infusion of divine wisdom. One of the things that has always being an agitator for humans is about, is there life after death? What is life after death like? Are we really just this body, or are we spirit, as they say? And Yogananda put it in the best way. It's easy to know, it's easy to understand. And if you don't believe him, you can always do your own research. I don't mean reading books. I mean sitting down and asking yourself, who am I? Or what is my life like? Why am I here? Is there a God? What does it feel like? Do it through your meditation. You'll be pleasantly surprised how spirit will easily acknowledge you, and you will know you are beyond this world. I'm going to read what Yogananda has said about reincarnation, what he knew himself, what he knew from his guru, what his guru knew from his own guru, and on and on and on. And what I know from my own personal experience, this coming week we'll be doing the remembrance of Baba Timothy Obana. Without his God's guidance to him, I won't be doing this work. I know that he left the body, 1979. And the first time I had a taste that, oh, there's definitely life after that, it was because I saw him with my naked eyes. I heard his voice like he never left. 18 months after he left, even right away before they interned his body. I wish I knew that. I wouldn't have shed one tear for him. We will hear from what Yogananda said. When people pass on, they say, don't cry for me. Why are you crying because I left? I pity you guys who are left. And what it should be like. Paramahansa Yogananda described death not as an end for those who think there's no life after this is it, but as a temporary joyous release from the body, leading to an astral dreamlike state of rest and continued learning. Souls transition to vibrant astral planes, which are free from physical pain and limitations. Don't worry your head. No matter illness or sickness you are experiencing, once you kaput that illness and sickness, and but your mind still go with you. Whatever you've allowed your mind to nurse here, that doesn't leave you. Your personality still goes with you. You just won't be hungry or thirsty. You don't need whole foods because you're already whole. You don't need Safeway because you're already safe. And you don't need new seasons because life is always new. Souls transition to vibrant astral planes, which are free from physical pain and limitations, before eventual reincarnation or progression to higher causal realms. You go to the astral world, you do your own thing, life is good, life is easy, you continue to learn. If you've done your work very well, guess what? They'll give you a promotion. You're no longer in elementary school, you've passed, kindergarten or preschool. They send you to middle school. Go to the causal world. From there, if you are lucky, if you've worked hard, you go to high school and college. Like he said, death is a healing or pension from the hardships of early life, where the soul sheds its baggage of bones and experiences freedom. We know what a pension is. If you've ever worked on this earth, well, that means you retire, right? And you collect pension. Because part of your pension is part of your, yeah, that's it. You don't have to do 8 to 5. Who did that song? Come on, 8 to 5. Dolly Parton, right? I'm trying to remember the tune. So you don't have to do 8 to 5 anymore. You don't have to clock in or clock out. You don't have to worry about your boss claiming your hard work and intelligence as his or her own. Nobody does that there. Nobody uses almighty dollars. The astral world, a heaven of light, where souls live in peace, joy, and mutual recognition. It is a refined environment where one can navigate instantly and thoughts materialize instantly. You want ice cream? Those of you like chocolate, you're going to get a lot of chocolate. You think it? It's there. And you will quickly recognize, because they are not going to send you to the neighborhood that you don't belong to. So if you are in that neighborhood, all of you, your thoughts have been hanging around. You may not have known each other in this lifetime. And those that you know here, if they happen that all of you are on the same level, you will recognize each other. Most souls spend time in the astral world for rest, to rest from this life and from all the pains and to review their karma before returning to earth to continue learning and evolving. The best preparation for death is regular meditation to contact the immortal soul during life. You don't need to kaput before you can. From meditation, you can go see for yourself. The funniest thing of all of this is that every day, people don't, maybe that's why we need to remind each other. Every day, if you close your eyes and you snooze or sleep and you start dreaming, guess where you are? You've traveled to the other world, the astral world. Sometimes we have these dreams that we don't want to come out of, isn't it? Because it's so nice, so sweet. So while we're here, we can get a ping of what the astral world is when we sleep. And yet people don't know that, and they're afraid of death, of the other world. Or we're confused about how the other world is. The best preparation for death is regular meditation to contact the immortal soul during life rather than waiting for enlightenment to happen after death. It can happen to us here. Death is a divine instrument to sever our human attachment in order to expand our love. The complete revelation of life after death did not come from Yogananda himself. He's had the experience, but it came from Sri Yukteswar, his guru. And he was able to tell Yogananda because he was already kaput. Sri Yukteswar has done. May God bless their souls. Because this same week is Sri Yukteswar's remembrance. Who feels it knows it. You can't give what you don't have. Sri Yukteswar was speaking from that experience because he was right there on the spot and he was telling you, this is how it rolls on the other side. And of course, Yogananda was happy because he's had some of those experiences too. It's like when you meet somebody you love or you like, and both of you are talking about topic both of you are really interested in, especially when you've experienced it. That's why I talked about the astral world, the causal world, and the infinite world of grace. You can call it the celestial world. And he said, people like him, because they were enlightened while they were here, they don't work with little people like us on the astral world. Because we've not earned our stripes. So don't think if you just kaput, oh, I'm going to heaven. Yeah, you go to the heaven you belong, not the heaven Jesus Christ hangs around. We have our own teachers who will help us there, you know. He helps people in the causal world. Because that's the world of thought. So that then they can go into the celestial realm. And he's the one who said, when you become fully liberated, when your soul has been recognized and accepted and welcomed into the sisterhood and brotherhood of the great ones, there's a nice party given to you. Even the good Lord himself will show up. It's one of those few moments, not with the full blast of God's presence, because I don't think anyone can handle that. But the Lord himself will attend your party. Can you believe that? And he will show up to you in the form that you've carried all these incarnations. The thought of what you have of God. If God is a mountain, well, you see this brilliant mountain that will show up, whatever the image. So don't condemn anybody who looks at God in different ways than you. And the angels, they are happy. They give you the biggest party you can. Better than Brazilian, what was that every year thing they do in Brazil and New Orleans?
Mardi Gras
and whatever they call it. Biggest party you can imagine. The angels singing, they're all happy. Because it is not a little thing for the soul to be finally liberated from all these little bodies. Like he said, from what it has been taught in the Hindu scriptures, it takes 1,000,000 years. Picture that, 1,000,000 years. Probably if you work harder, you will do it earlier, but 1,000,000 years, that means even if you're a pauper, you become a millionaire, isn't it? 1,000,000 years. But he encourages us, don't wait. Because for each incarnation you come, he said, look, incarnation will never have happened. Because that's not what God determined for us. When we first started out, we went shopping. Initially, it was window shopping. Then we found out we got to go earn some money so that we can really buy this stuff. That's where we. That's what got all of us. That's why we're still here. He said, it's okay. It's not that you can't have desires, but don't let them attach themselves to you, and don't you attach yourself. Little desires, okay, I like chocolate and all of that. Well, get rid of it. Yeah. In other words, don't get caught up in that. But little desires can turn into you become perpetual. People's name are actually perpetual. Then it becomes perpetual trouble for each of us. Because we do it again and again, and then it has its own rhythm and it gets established. Wow. We've been knocked off our own Cadillac, put it that way. So now you got to go do something about it. Tune up your car. And he said, one of the atrocities of incarnation that comes from desire is that those desires we have, you can't fulfill it over there. You have to come back here to fulfill it. And in the process of fulfilling it, if you don't work hard to get rid of it, then you create other desires. The first time it hit me like a brick, it's like, oh my God, I really don't want to be here. Because it will never end. You don't have an illness before. Then because you go and visit, you go to the outback and then you grab the illness. Now the whole thing starts. Who wants that? So that means every time you come, you pick up new habits that just follows us. And that's why I say we need to work out. We need to be determined through our devotion. So start working on the little ones, get rid of them. And then start facing the older ones, get rid of the tough ones. He said it can be done. He did it. They've all done it. Even if not, they won't be talking about it. So we need to be reminded about reincarnation, why you and I are here. It is not what the good Lord created us for. It is not what the Lord wanted. We started it. Remember, they said, oh, he started it, she started it. Well, you started it. I started it. And he said, for those who think because they are religious or spiritual, well, I've read it in the Christian faith. Oh, my mommy is going to heaven, my papa. No. You go to the real heaven if you've gotten rid of those desires that has kept you away. And that's why they say, yes, you will be free from the physical limitation of the body, the aches and pains and all of that. But you are not free from the mind. You have to work on that. The mind goes with you. If you are a quick-tempered person, guess what? That mind goes with you there. Though you can use it, do we get this? You can't just be in the astral world and maybe, let's say our sister, Shala. If I'm quick-tempered, then I jump on the, Shala, you can't say that, and I blow up. You can't do that there. So that means you have to come back here to conquer your quick temper. Can you imagine that? And in the process, okay, I want to conquer the quick temper, I come back. And then I fall in love with mangoes. I have to come back here to. I mean, it's amusing, but it's also pitiful that we put ourselves in that, but that it can be done. So if you are a thief, because that's all of the mind, what are you going to steal there? So you have to come back here. If you're a murderer, you can't kill anyone there because spirit doesn't die. So you have to come back here to work it out. That's why when Yogananda was going to Christian bless a kid, and suddenly the spirit showed him, he almost dropped the kid because they showed him he's a bad murderer. It's not even a good one. Bad one. But he said, do not lose hope, because the power of transforming ourselves from that attachment is in our own hands. And that's why that is what is so powerful. We make our bed and you lie on it the way you make your bed. And he said, don't let that scare us. It can be done. You can do it in one incarnation. You just have to work hard. You can't go around protesting, all you are saying, free my soul from. No. You have to work hard, then you don't need to protest. Because he said, if it's not so, then people can just be the worst they can be, and they will all go to heaven. Then what's the justification of you being good if everybody goes to the same place? That's why I chuckle when I hear Christians say, oh my God, and we know what your papa and mama has done. No, your papa and mama are not going to heaven. It's the same thing if everybody goes to hell. So that means if you're of good nature, you will still go to hell too. No, it doesn't make sense. So what he's saying is that whether it's you have the right or the left, you are the one who determined that. God is always in the middle. You chose which one you will go. And that determines your journey in life. But it's pleasant. You can dream dreams. I cannot wait till the day God, him or herself, will show up to me. I don't mean like in vision. We see that where I'm not coming back. No, I'm not hanging out with any of you if you guys didn't do your work. You will still be my friends. But guess what? I'm not coming back for nobody. Unless the good Lord say, okay, all right, look, you've been there, you know how it is. Go help. Yes. I don't want to spend a million years. Can you imagine a million? But the good thing is, a million can be earned in one incarnation, right there. And that everyone is rooting for us. And that's why I'm going to end it with this story. It's also from Yogananda's book. Actually, a quote. And time is in our hands. Here's from the Christian Bible. It says, if you continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's in the book of John 8, chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. Who said that? Jesus, they were quoting Jesus here. And I read the whole thing. There in the Bhagavad Gita of the Hindu scriptures, 3:31, man, devotion-filled, who ceaselessly practice my precepts without fault-finding, they too become free from all karma. And Yogananda said, There's a deep reason why God does not usually allow us to recall our previous lives. It is because we will be very clannish with those we knew before, instead of expanding our love to encompass others. So you can imagine, well, unless Spirit has chosen that all of us, another incarnation, we're all coming back to do, to help each other. Can you imagine when you see people you really love, that you care about, then you will not think about the others. How can you befriend somebody when your focus is totally different? How many mothers and fathers will you, how many siblings? Let me continue here. God wants us to give friendship and love to all, but we must perfect it in at least one relationship. When you meet old friends again, you can perfect your loving relationships with them. That's why some of us, we keep coming back with each other until we learn how to, because sometimes it's easier, and then you can expand it to others. A disciple means one in whom the guru perfects the state of divine friendship. Those who follow the guru's wishes are his disciples. The wishes of a true guru are guided by divine wisdom, and if you tune in with his wishes, you will become free as he himself is free. That's why we quote what Jesus said, if you continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In other words, you will be realized, and you don't have to come back in incarnation and incarnation. Above all, you should learn the most you can from this life. See, he's encouraging us. Do the best you can from this particular life. Don't wait to the next incarnation. The most you can from this life, and strive to pass to the highest grade of spiritual development in the school of life. Commune with God, because that's the only way to go. When you can do that, the deficiencies of all lesser grades of living are forgiven. You will free yourself from addictions of chocolate or whatever others, you know. Commune with God. To free yourself from karma that binds you to the lesser duties of life, develop wisdom and God consciousness. May the one who created us in wholeness bless us and uplift us, that we may walk the truth, and through God's grace and mercy and our own hard work and the support of the teachers, liberate our souls. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.